Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Part of the routine here every week is that we on the Good Day program invite in the talented Jennifer Horn to discuss with us what's going on in the world of news talk radio on the News Talk Review, the Talk Radio Review, the roundup of the hot hits from the charts that is every week produce the chart, I guess singular because it's one chart, right? A multitude of charts would be the charts that are produced from week in to week out. Am I correct grammatically, ladies? Are we all set now?
I believe you've covered it, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, story list for this week from Talkers Magazine, starting off with the storms in California. So here we have the stormy weather lady. I had a friend who was on one of the radio stations. I don't remember, it was in Northern California. Her name on the air was Stormy Weather.
We have our weather guy is Dallas Rains out here. Even
yes.
Though it's not Dallas, it's Los Angeles.
Been there for
that's real.
100 years?
Yeah.
He's been there a long time.
One of
all right, so Jennifer, give us a weather report. I'm going. I didn't even talk with you about having breakfast on Sunday. I don't know. What am I doing?
You have not talked to me about that, no.
All right, well, anyway.
All right.
So I'm there. Yes, let's find out. Let's get a weather forecast for California for the weekend, please. And
well, for the weekend, wonderful. You're going to be really happy. It's cold, for California, but it's also going to be dry. We're going to dry out, I don't think. We had the last little bit of a storm on Thursday night, which surprised everybody because, of course, all the Dallas Rains of the world said, oh, it'll just be a little sprinkle and then downpour on Thursday afternoon.
There it comes.
But I think the rain is out of the forecast for the next few days, and it's sad because we really do need the rain. I love the rain.
Still,
everything is so clean, everything is so green.
But other than the mud that slid down onto the PCH,
a lot of mud. There's mud. There is a lot of damage, and I'll tell you what the thing that nobody talks about that I think probably impacts people more than anything, because obviously if you're in the burn area or if you're in these areas where there's significant damage, and there are those things. I mean, there was a 15-foot sinkhole that opened up by my office. It just two cars stacked on top of each other, just driving along. And
or by that bus terminal that's there? You mean over there?
On the other side of the freeway where they do some TV shootings and stuff. They do a lot of stuff up in the Rocky Peak area, and that's where this is. And so, scary. They had to use an airlifted helicopter to rescue these two girls who were stuck at the bottom of a pickup truck. They had a pickup truck on top of them.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, everybody was okay. But
sounds like you sure wasn't they? They weren't shooting La Brea over there. That's
right.
Something
that I do love
see.
That show. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
The thing that nobody talks about, because I think it's just very minor, are the potholes that have opened up all throughout Los Angeles. As I've been driving around, I can't tell you how many have either snuck up on me or how many I've swerved to avoid. With all that rain, the streets are literally just washing away. And so you've got these pretty big potholes that I'm sure are taking out people's tires and their cars, probably in bulk, but nobody really talks about that because it's pretty minor compared to big devastation, but yet it matters. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, well, listen, we go to California for the sunshine, lollipops, and roses. So you might as well stay away and wait for the good weather to come in the next month or so. Number 9 on the story list, the situation with the economy in China. Interesting, we have 3 or 4, actually, stories on the countdown list this week that are sort of related to the economy, the economic forum that was taking place this week, the economy as it is impacted by layoffs, like some of the big companies, Microsoft announcing, and so have the other big tech companies, layoffs, the debt ceiling, and what comes as a result of what, who knows, you know, frankly, where this is all going to go. And does people say, well, our debt ceiling doesn't affect anybody else? Well, of course it does, because we're borrowing money, whether it used to be from China. I'm not sure it is anymore. I don't know. I would love somebody to do some research. This is a suggestion only. Where is you know, we all keep fighting with, borrowing all the money from China. I'm not sure that's the case at all now, because they got their own problems. This is a great research paper for a PhD thesis at Indiana University, or maybe here on this program.
I wonder how many people even know where the money comes from.
Well, I think that's what we, that's like kind of, let's look and see. The legal limit has been hit on how much money we can borrow, the government can borrow. So does that mean that we can't pay our bills? I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
There's so much misinformation about the debt ceiling and so much fear-mongering. As soon as the debt ceiling was reached this week, if you looked at the front page of CNN, Republicans weaponizing the government, what do you need to do now? How will this affect you? Is the United States
nonsense?
I mean, all of this fear-mongering. The debt ceiling was put into place to try to limit the ridiculous, reckless spending by the government. And so the reason we have to, when we reach our debt level, Congress has to vote on raising it, but what should come with raising it is figuring out where to make some cuts as well.
Hello,
if we're going to be fiscally responsible instead of just raising. We had a balanced budget with Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton back in the 90s. If we're going to continue to borrow more and if we're going to continue to spend more, we have to make cuts. And, you know, Democrats and Republicans don't want to do that because it's not popular. But somebody needs to. We're just going to spend ourselves into oblivion and we're not going to have anything.
But how do we keep doing that? And yet they talk about tax cuts and things like that. You know, where is the money coming from? That's what I'm interested in, frankly.
Well, can you ever pay it back? So if you pay...
Well, that's
it. If you're paying a credit card, and a lot of people are likening this to a credit card, if you're maxing out, let's say your credit limit, just for the point of this, $5,000, and you're maxed out at $5,000, but you're paying your minimum payment, do you call your credit card company and say, hey, can you raise me up to $10,000? And they might. So then you're paying your minimum payment, but you're not paying any more, and now you have $10,000 worth of debt. How long do you think your credit card company is going to keep raising you without you actually paying off your debt? It's not going to happen very long, and that's what worries people about the creditors of the United States, whoever they are, and you bring up a good point.
Here, to compare what we have here.
Think about the money we pay in interest. Like, on our budget right now, it's something like $800 billion or something we pay just in interest on our trillion-dollar debt.
Yep.
So if you started to get that debt down, think about the savings. Forget how do we pay for all this. You'd actually be saving the taxpayers' money because we wouldn't be paying for interest that gets us nothing.
It's too easy to snowball or to just kid or fool the public because they aren't focused on it the way you just explained it is a brilliant way of explaining it, frankly. So the national debt right now is around $31 trillion, give or take a couple of billion. So that compares to the UK that has 10% of the debt that we do. Japan has at the moment about $12 trillion in debt. China owes, this is very interesting, China has $5.5 trillion in debt. India, $2 trillion. So where does this, you look at the global debt levels of countries all around the world, it's higher than it has ever been. And what it looks like, according to the Institute of International Finance, is that countries are borrowing from each other. Like we're borrowing from the Chinese are borrowing from us.
Yeah, so what's real?
What a shell game. And the banks are the only ones that are, man, I never really looked at it this way. But, you know, we have a gross domestic product here of $80 trillion. So what is $30 trillion to $80 trillion? That's about two-fifths. Two-fifths of the productivity of this country goes to paying the debt, to translate what Jennifer said in a little different way. Do you get it that way? They've got problems, so their stimulus packages are being, you know, we think it is just here, but it's been all around the world because of the pandemic. Thank you, China. So the question again is, where do we get the new piles of cash if we're all borrowing from each other?
Yeah, and what's real? How much cash is really left? Who's the guy that's got the real cash?
Right, yeah.
Make those loans.
This is a money game, a cash game, a shill game. And if you've taken economics 101, and you see, okay, well, we get that the taxes paid by our citizens are paying the interest, so that we can, but are we paying it down? Doesn't look like we're paying it down.
No.
How do you have, again, back to what Jennifer just said, a great example, the difference between the interest payment that you make, which is all we're paying, and principal and interest, which you have to pay if you have a credit card or a mortgage or anything like that. This is, I don't know, is this confusing, or are we better, do we understand this better? The money that we're...
I think yes and yes. It is so confusing to consider a huge amounts of money like that, but that's why it's important to simplify it down into stuff that we understand about our own life, and I think then that makes it sensible. But I was, my brain was literally hurting as I was thinking this through. I was dry because I always think as I'm driving around, I have a long commute. And I was thinking to myself, like, who's the original guy? Like, is there any real money that's associated to
his money
that,
really
or is
exists?
It just fake? Right.
Yeah. Is it just numbers on a page? Mm-hmm. You look at your bank statement, okay.
Well, that's what it seems like. And you look at all the billions of dollars they keep spending towards this or towards that or specifically Ukraine.
Exactly.
Well, but you look at when it comes to the debt itself or the money is being borrowed and the interest is being paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the ways that the government guarantees there will be a return is to issue bonds that will go. Remember, during World, you studied this during World, the history of our country, the first bonds were raised during World War One. And then war bonds continued to be issued during World War II. I remember buying bonds as a youngster. I remember having, instead of a savings...
I had in a bunch that I had.
Did you?
Somebody gave me for, like, my baptism that my mom finally handed over to me.
Yeah.
And it was kind of exciting. And then I just found a couple more. I'm actually looking at them on my desk when I cleaned out my office. They're United States savings bond. This one is for $50 from 1978.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I may be rich, baby. I don't know how much we're mature at, but we'll see.
The Talk Radio Review brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water, pretty much everywhere. See how much you can save. Dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE. If that's easy for you, you can go online to progressive.com. It's 18 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. Those of you who listen daily to the Good Day program with Jay and me and Jennifer from time to time know that at this point in each hour, look at your watch, wait a minute, it's 23 past the hour. Time for social media. Time for questions and answers, comments from people. And just added to the list of items, the people list includes Alec Baldwin, because he has been charged with manslaughter. How they come up with this is beyond me. But anyway, there are already people who are talking about this, Jay. So what are our listeners saying about Alec Baldwin and also the armorer? Both of them have been, what's her name, Hannah Reed Gutierrez?
Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Also being charged. Well, Johnny Powell chimes in. Anyone with any common sense knows that you always check any gun yourself personally to make sure there are no live rounds in it. So I believe he should be held accountable for these actions.
No way. No. Why would you, if the person who's on set in charge of that stuff, I don't see that.
Well, one of the arguments are that he shouldn't be charged as an actor, but more of a producer, because he shouldn't be monitoring this. But this is one of those things where there are other producers. So if he's being charged as a producer, or wouldn't the other producers be charged? And sometimes, as we've already covered, people are producers in name only.
Yeah. To associate power with the film. But there was someone else, but two other people who were charged. I think one person pled out to not guilty misdemeanor charges. I would say a couple of things, because I think this is a horrible accident. I don't think Alec Baldwin, as much as I can't stand him, I don't think he meant to kill. I don't think he meant to shoot anybody.
And the other reason you don't like him is because he doesn't agree with you politically.
I just think he's a jerk. It's not even that. Yeah. It's just the fact that he punches people down the street and stuff. I mean, there are plenty of people that I love that don't agree with me politically.
That's true.
He just, he punches people and, he, gets into arguments. He just is kind of a loudmouth. But I don't think he tried to murder this girl. But he did go on television and swear, "I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger." Guns typically do not shoot themselves. And so then the FBI gets involved. They go through the ballistic tests on the gun, and they say it's perfectly normal and operational. So someone would have to pull the trigger. So again.
And not only pull the trigger, but this type of gun, you have to, like, cock the one thingy back first before even pulling the trigger.
Right, the old style guns, the Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so they definitely are going to have to look into all of that. But that's the difference, too, between murder and manslaughter, where murder wants to harm the person. Manslaughter, most times, they don't want to harm anybody. It's an accident or negligence. Mm-hmm. Moving on, Dan Myers says, as they should be, agrees with the charges. Greg Donahoe adds, I think the evidence necessitates this, but Baldwin will get his day in court and he can defend himself. And Cheryl Gracek adds, about time.
What do you think that means? About time he was charged?
It took a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, the slow wheels of justice turning and turning. All right, more importantly, your thoughts on the national debt ceiling and all the discussions that we just had here in the last 15 minutes or so as to the combination of things with the debt ceiling and the economy and how soft the look around the world, the economy soft everywhere. So what are people saying about that, Jay?
Joni Owen says, I wonder why they're allowed to move the number to make themselves look better when if we tried to do that, we would be in jail. Politicians need to take a pay break and help to put the country back on its feet.
Right.
David,
yeah, who'd you vote for, Ms. Owen? Who'd you vote for? And what are they doing? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
David Slater chimes in. Repair the income tax system so that the wealthy pay for their fair share. Close the loopholes that they use to avoid taxes in general.
Come on. Will you please with that stuff? We have had, Jay was out. Didn't you and I have on Monday a big discussion about the income tax going away because some Republicans filed legislation to eliminate the income tax? And then we talked about the sales tax, the national value added tax, whatever it is.
We did.
This guy, did he learn anything in school about the economy? Ah, this is just so, it's preposterous. All right, David, with apologies to you.
But please, always feel welcome to share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Right. Help yourself, and then we'll take care of you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Some serious weather conditions heading toward the East Coast this weekend.
Weather will be affecting roughly 7 million people today in the eastern USA as we head into the weekend. A double low pressure system will be running up the seaboard. Zach Taylor, meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
the major cities from New York to Boston should be mostly a rain. If you want to see a lot of those heavy snowfall totals, you have to go further inland.
Yet another storm system is heading to the eastern USA.
That could bring another round of heavy snowfall for portions of the Northeast and New England late Sunday into Monday next week.
I'm Lance Pry.
The Indiana gunman who shot an employee at a Walmart before being killed by responding officers left a suicide note behind and did intend to die. At least one female employee was shot and taken to the hospital for treatment. Corey Myers, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Good Day program, the home of great conversation, if I do say so myself, every weekday morning or every weekday, depending on where you are around the country, what the station is doing. Programs on the air early in the morning during what they call morning drive, mid-morning, sometimes in the evening. Out in Guam, you can hear us right now. It's like 8 o'clock at night or something. Isn't it cool to be heard here, there, and everywhere? You can follow us easily, gooddayshow.com, with the podcasts that we have, the downloads every day, and the complete program airs all day, every day, if I can give you a listening and dancing promotion for the program, because a lot of people who are listening to this hour of the program may not listen during the week, as this is the complimentary piece that goes with the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. So stations carry 2 hours, the countdown, and then this conversation with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. But just if you want to go back and see or hear, you won't see much, but you'll hear what you missed this week, including a discussion, Jay, of the health benefits of bananas. That was a big timer. We had that. Plus, Kim Kardashian, Jennifer, added that big piece to her jewelry collection that she spent, what was it, $180,000 on? That was
nearly $200,000, which I really would have thought would have gone for more, but it already went for double what the original asking price was.
Right. And it belonged to Princess Diana, for those of you who missed the
collection
headline
of jewelry of iconic women that have inspired her.
Really? Okay. So that's included in the download, the Good Day download at gooddayshow.com, along with a discussion of the weather on both sides of the country. Todd and Julie Chrisley going to prison. Are they in California, Jennifer? I've forgotten where they...
I don't know. Or Florida. Someplace sunny and warm. I just don't know.
Yeah, they sent them to a nice...
Isn't she in Kentucky? I don't know why I'm thinking she's
they aren't together.
Facility in Kentucky.
I think they aren't together. That was one
and
of the things.
And admittedly, I know nothing about these people.
Really?
I know they had some weird reality show that I've never watched, but...
Mm-hmm. All right. And also one of the discussions that people found interesting, as I noticed, the fact that there was a near miss this week in JFK's, on the tarmac at JFK. Two planes, one was Delta, one was an American. American plane was taking off, the Delta plane was landing, or maybe it was the other way around. But they came, you know, within like a couple of feet of each other. One's, well, listen, we didn't hit, so what's the big deal? You want to see the rest of the details? Go see the new movie, Plane, with Gerard Butler. All right, so there we have it. Good day download, gooddayshow.com. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the social media thoughts, because the big deal this week is the economy, is the debt ceiling, the fact that a lot of people have had something to say. I don't want to cut them short. So why don't you give us a few more thoughts that have come from some of our listeners, Jay, with regard to the national debt, the economy, and what else is going on, not only here but around the country in terms of these issues. I mean, not only here but other countries.
Yeah, Mike Willard says that regarding the debt ceiling, neither side has the guts to cut the spending. Chuck Durand points out, I know that the debt ceiling needs to be raised because of past spending obligations. And so we, the U.S., don't default on our debt, but it's really hard to swallow when you're watching the talking heads debate the point. Terrible GOP, and the ticker across the bottom of the screen says POTUS wants $2.5 billion for Ukraine.
Yep, there we go. Let's have some more. All right, what else? Who do you have?
John Walczak says the entire debate over it is nothing but political drama. The first thing that should be cut is Congress salaries.
Yeah,
and Brian
Linetti
chimes in, the government needs to go to a Dave Ramsey workshop.
Amen.
That's, by the way, those of you who don't listen to Dave, basically all of the callers, all of the, yeah, cut up your credit cards and only spend cash. That is, you can summarize every three-hour Dave Ramsey program for the last 30 years. That's basically it. Cut up your credit card and save your money. Just spend cash. Okay, so that may be a, that's a, not a bad idea, actually. So let's go to number eight this week. Speaking of the Supreme Court and what they're doing and the president, yada, yada, there was a gun law ruling in New York this week. I can imagine the people that listen to your program in Los Angeles had lots to say about that, because as New York goes, so goes the nation. Some people say that about California. As California goes, so goes the nation. Not so fast. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff since this woman became governor. You know, you can say what you want about Cuomo being governor. At least he seemed to have his head on straight. This stuff, this what's her name, Hamakla?
yes, it's Hamakla.
Anyway, what is her name? Anyway.
You just made me choke and cough. It's Kathy Hochul is her name.
Hochul, okay. Hocus pocus, here it comes.
I think you did Hochul and Kamala maybe together. I don't know if that happened.
Yeah. So anyway, in terms of the thing, she's in the news every week. Last week, she made national news by suggesting that New York will not allow gas stoves anymore after, 2035? Anyway. So what's the story with this gun law ruling? How do you read this? And I don't want to spend too much time on it because I want to talk about what's going on in Florida. But anyway.
Well, it was actually the Supreme Court that was trying to overturn, or they were, the people that were fighting this, gun dealers were trying to fight this, and the Supreme Court overturned it and kept it with Kathy Hochul's ruling, which a lot of people think will probably challenge it all the way up to the Supreme Court level.
They'll actually
have to hear a pretty big argument about this because there are legal challenges that have come. So we'll see. It's about the concealed carry permit. Remember last year they struck down New York's requirement for concealed carry permits. There's been a lot of argument about that and whether individuals can carry the handguns outside their home to protect themselves if the home is the beacon of where you can protect yourself, and the Constitution doesn't seem to list that specifically. So concealed carry permits were allowed in New York. That took a hit. So there's been a lot of battles about gun rights in that state, and I would imagine you'll probably hear a pretty big argument about all of this maybe in the next session of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to number, I don't take them necessarily in any order, but number five has some significance for a couple of reasons this week. Martin Luther King Day this past Monday, celebrating that. People starting to think about Black History Month. So they celebrated Martin Luther King Day in Florida by having the governor, Ron DeSantis, blocking a high school, or actually the high school, all the high schools in the state, from teaching a new advanced placement class, saying that it lacks educational value. This is an African American studies class, and so DeSantis gets involved. Why would you, this explanation as I read through it doesn't seem to hold much. He says, though, that this class is contrary to Florida law. Now, whether he's trying to get more headlines because the poll that was conducted by some of the Trump supporters that showed Trump leading this week over DeSantis, which is kind of a ridiculous reality. But I'm wondering, because
why
he did.
Why is that a ridiculous reality?
Because it was paid for by Trump's people, his supporters. Come on, Jennifer. That is just baloney. Anyway, so the State Education Department in Florida rejected the program. They said the content was objectionable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's objectionable? What is there?
Well, the statement from his office said that it leaves large ambiguous gaps that can be filled with ideological material instead of historical material, and so they don't want to allow that in the state of Florida because they don't feel like it's a value. Since it's ideological and not historical, it kind of sells itself as being an AP Black History class. The College Board is upset about it, and they want to bring the course, obviously. There's a lot of money in this kind of curriculum, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fight is on. But there's been a lot of pushback from especially red state governors. Sarah Huckabee just did it for her first day in office. Glenn Youngkin in Virginia. And now Ron DeSantis pushing back against what you would hear most people commonly call critical race theory.
All right. So is this going to leave them open for criticism? Of course, depending on who it is.
It depends. Or celebration. There's a lot of people that don't like the idea of critical race theory because they think that it's teaching revisionist history. Now, you know, I just say teach history as history. We have whitewashed a lot of history, but now we are also creating stories that are not true. Using critical
That's been
race
the case
theory.
Of history throughout the teaching of history in this country. The history books are all full of baloney.
So just tell people the real story, let people consume it as they will, and move on.
Mm-hmm. And encourage questions. Encourage asking questions, not just telling people what to think. Teach how
that
to
is
think.
The problem.
Realistically,
nobody
not
does
finally
that
follow
anymore.
Things.
Sadly,
our
no
educational system is full of people being told what to think and not how to think. It is a national disgrace and a danger, frankly, because what happens is we get people on the people list this week. Number eight is George Santos. This guy, how did he ever get elected? Because nobody looked into.
What do you mean, how did he get elected?
Well, and you thought about, and maybe it's just something that's in TV and film or something, but the opposing, the people opposing are usually, I thought that they do background research and they follow up with different things. Does that not happen in real life? Because apparently not.
In terms of
this guy, he totally slid under the radar.
Yeah, he slid on this one.
His mother. He said
whether or not his constituents are going to either vote him out. It's a very short term in the House of Representatives, so he's going to have to run every 2 years, and he's going to have to defend himself to the people that elect him. I mean, there are plenty of politicians who lie to us every day that people still elect. It's going to be, I mean, I live in Adam Schiff's congressional district, for crying out loud. He could win all he wants, but he's lied to us over and over.
Right, he's running, but he's going to run for Feinstein's seat.
I believe
and,
that's
true. And the kid from, what's the TV show, Savage?
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, right. He's running there. All right, so Santos says that his mother was inside the World Trade Center during September 11th. Apparently, there is no truth to that whatsoever. That was the latest uncovering of a falsification, immigration records. There are now researchers who are looking into this. So imagine the amount of money that's being spent now to unearth what this guy is all about.
Well, especially now that you smell the blood in the water. So for the Democrats who want to run against him, for the Republicans who want to primary him, they're going to try to find everything they can now. He is under the microscope. I don't admire his position right now at all. He's going to have people coming at him from all sides.
Well, he's a dirtbag. He's a lying sack of you-know-what, the stuff that comes out of the back end of my cows. Yep. Okay, let's see. What have we not talked? Oh, let's spend a little time, even though we've talked about the documents and Hunter Biden and that sort of stuff, or will as we move on. Here's the good news, Jennifer. This is big news. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, number one on the people list, and one of the things that's expected after the State of the Union address, Joe Biden says, I'm going to seek another term as your president. I've done such a great job so far. Why? How could you not vote for me? Right?
Bring up Joe.
Oh, that's bring up Joe. All right, anyway.
I think that a lot of the reason that people are actually, because I've watched media suppression, and we've seen it over and over again. For instance, when they didn't do the Hunter Biden story, and they were saying, oh, it's just a right-wing conspiracy. And now it's actually very real, and the media is like, oh, I guess we got this one wrong. We should have told you that in 2020.
The
FBI came out and said, it's Russian disinformation, and tried to tamp down the story for Joe. So they do this all the time to work for him. So my thought is that Joe Biden thought that he had some success after the midterms, decided to run for re-election, and now I think the reason that we're hearing about these classified documents is because there are people working to try to keep him from running, and maybe from inside his own party that don't want him to do it again.
Hillary Clinton for president. Waiting to see. You'll see. All right, ladies, thank you. We'll pause for a moment now on the action. It's actually 48 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list now, courtesy of the charts from Talkers Magazine, this covers the entire week, January 16th to the 20th, of News Talk Radio subject matter and the people that are the focus of the stories. Alejandro Mayorkas, number 10. Janet Yellen is 9. George Santos is 8. Jim Jordan is 7. Matt Gaetz is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 4. Kevin McCarthy is 3. Isn't it sweet the two of them are together? Oh, it's lovely. Robert Hur is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. So that's the story, those are the stories, if you will. Preparing to go through the discussion. If you're an ardent listener to News Talk Radio, then you'll find that these lists are pretty applicable to the conversations that have been held this week. Put together again, that's Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and gooddayshow.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list now, courtesy of the charts from Talkers Magazine, this covers the entire week, January 16th to the 20th, of News Talk Radio subject matter, and the people that are the focus of the stories. Alejandro Mayorkas, number 10. Janet Yellen is 9. George Santos is 8. Jim Jordan is 7. Matt Gaetz is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 4. Kevin McCarthy is 3. Isn't it sweet the two of them are together? Oh, it's lovely. Robert Hur is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. So that's the story, as you, those are the stories, if you will. Preparing to go through the discussion. If you're an ardent listener to News Talk Radio, then you'll find that these lists are pretty applicable to the conversations that have been held this week. Put together again, it's Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, and GoodDayShow.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now here on the overview of what's going on with News Talk Radio. We call it the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the big stories this week. And as I look at the people list this week, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here and Jay Kirshner. The Biden name appears only once on the people list, and that would be in the form of the president. Last week, there were two Bidens on the list, and the continuation of the conversation about President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, continues to, I don't know if this is astonishing. I watched Rita Cosby, who is, I don't know how many of you know, if you watch Newsmax, you'll see her, but she's also on WABC in New York. She's kind of a character, been around for a long time, but she went into great detail about the quarantine of Hunter Biden at the home in Wilmington. So he's quarantined because he's sick. He's quarantined because he's under house arrest. He's quarantined because he wrote a book. Well, what's the story? Jennifer, you have to have been talking about this on your morning program at KRLA in Los Angeles.
Who had access to the documents that were stored in Biden's home in his garage. And again, it's a lot about what people say that matters and how people treat this. So he went nuts when Trump had documents that were secured in his office at Mar-a-Lago by the Secret Service, but yet he had for 4 years, from the time he was vice president to the time he was running for the presidency, so roughly 4 years of time where there was no Secret Service protection at his home. So who was in and out of there? And a lot of people, even some of the mainstream news media, including CNN this week, have turned on the Biden family, saying they have used their position to sell favor to our foreign adversaries. Yeah. They have made money from it. And they
just like the
about,
Trumps.
They talk, well, in a different way. Yeah. They talked about the Biden brother and the son, Hunter.
What, the guy who died? The brother who died? Is he guilty of something, too?
Are you talking about Bo? No,
yeah,
I'm talking
he died
about the
brain
brother
cancer.
Of Joe, Jim Biden, and there's Frank Biden, who both have been selling in the family business along with Hunter. And one of the stories that CNN told this week is about this medical technology company where Biden's brother was out saying that he consulted for them. He was getting paid to consult them, and he'd go to these conferences and basically go to these events, and he's on camera saying, well, I have a bully pulpit with my brother Joey. What do you need me to tell him? And so he's caught on video saying this kind of stuff. So this is not what's appropriate for the sitting president, and this is why people are questioning who had access to the documents. What were they trying to leave them laying around? Did other people see them? Did Hunter Biden have access to the documents? And so that's why it matters. Was he home in that Delaware mansion? He said he owned it in some background checks that he did, so obviously he had access.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Let's hear it for Hunter. Let's go hunting Hunter. Okay, so while we're in this, I love to talk politics when you're here. So Jay and I kind of almost throw the floor over to you, but this one's too good. The pictures this week of Mr. McCarthy and Ms. Green looking gaga eyes at each other, like, wait till we're off the floor. You know, it was just,
I love the narrative you write in your head.
It's so bizarre.
It's one of those things, like a picture says so, like they say what? A picture says 1,000 words.
A thousand
I feel like
words,
you
could
say 10,000.
Right. There's a little something going on here. That's
but
all
then
I,
that goes with some of the photos we've seen of her, Matt Gaetz. Marjorie Taylor Greene,
yeah.
Matt Gaetz.
Well,
because
she's
some
not
of those,
a,
and you can tell this spot nonstop as well.
She likes other guys. There's nothing wrong with that, I suppose. Like here today, it's Matt Gaetz. Tomorrow, it's Kevin McCarthy.
Would you be saying that, how come you're worried about her and you're not talking about Kevin McCarthy?
I don't. He doesn't do anything for me.
Because he's not jealous there.
Right. Anyway, so the deals that have been made. What if the headline reads McCarthy ends proxy voting in the House? What does that mean?
Oh,
somebody
great.
Else can vote for you? Is that what that is?
Well, for years now, because of allegedly COVID, the Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats changed the rule that you could vote by someone else voting for you. You didn't actually have to be there. So
right.
The change with this new session is that every member actually has to be there. And so
what a concept.
You had 60% of the House that wasn't actually showing up for work.
Ah, that's, right. Don't you love those stories? Good God. It just is amazing how we let this system go the way that it's going. Okay. So anyway, there's some more in-depth discussion and conversation about some of the hot hits of the week and the hotness of Marilyn. I always call her Marilyn. It's Marjorie. And why does she call herself Taylor Greene? Where did she get divorced from that guy? She's divorced, isn't she?
I do not pay much attention to the stories of her personal life like you do.
Oh.
You're the expert.
Well, I just find her an interesting character, if you will. All right, now it is 59 past the hour. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.